Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
This is one of the key civil rights issues of our day. I've spoken to many clergy who feel differently, different sides, different theologies, different doctrines. All are very clear that if this is a difference, it is a difference, not a division.
President Barack Obama and NAACP President Benjamin Jealous talking about their support for same-sex marriage, two announcements about a week apart, and almost immediately after the president made his views on same-sex marriage, his, as he calls it, his evolving view on same-sex marriage public, there were also stories about black religious leaders seeking the president's explanation, seeking counsel of the president on this. Now, we hear from the NAACP, in particular the former chairman of the NAACP, Julian Bond, that the statement that the black community is uncomfortable with same-sex marriage, he's calling it a myth. Joining us to talk about the recent pro-same-sex marriage positions taken by President Obama and the NAACP, Pastor Anthony Evans. He's president of the National Black Church Initiative based in Washington, D.C. Pastor Evans, welcome to Issues Etc.
How you doing, Todd? Good to be here with you.
How do you respond to Julian Bond, who's the former chairman of the NAACP, saying that it's simply a myth that the black community is uncomfortable with same-sex marriage?
Well, Julian, you know, I know Julian fairly well, and we have exchanged letters on this issue, and I'm going to be very blunt and very direct. I got a letter in my possession that is on my website that says that the NAACP will never take a position on same-sex marriage, that he has nothing to do with that issue. Julian Bond is a liar.
So what do you make of the president's change of heart? Or at least he's, to be charitable here, he's portraying it as a change of heart about a week ago, saying that he is now, his position is now evolved to support same-sex marriage.
Well, it evolves from what? He told Rick Warren that he supports same-sex, biblical marriage. And then he's evolved from righteousness to unrighteousness. The president is a political opportunist. And I apologize for being so blunt today, but when politicians lie about their faith, then the church has to equally be just as forceful about our faith. And we cannot allow folks in our pews to all of a sudden have evolving theological lines that they can pull out at any time to satisfy a particular time, effort, or group in their lives at that time. Either you believe or you don't believe. The president, I can say, I cannot support his views, and I will not support him during the election.
What would you say, how would you characterize the mindset in black churches on the issue of same-sex marriage? Is it considered an issue there? Is it considered a political issue there?
It, unlike Julian Bond, who is not a minister, unlike Barack Obama, who is not the Pope, I can almost report from ground zero of the black church that this issue of same-sex marriage is a deal-breaker for us in terms of Barack Obama. There's about 25% of us will not vote for him. And also, in terms of Julian Bond and the NAACP, we are evaluating our stance with the NAACP, and I'm soon going to order that our churches, our 34,000 churches, have an evolving perspective whether or not we should be members anymore of the NAACP.
So it sounds like this has, at least from your perspective, Pastor Evans, triggered a real sea change with respect to, broadly speaking, religious black support for President Obama and the NAACP.
Absolutely. We got one organization who we, the black church, birthed to protect the disparities in terms of living, in terms of housing and education and jobs for African Americans. And here they turn their backs away from us and accept large contribution from the Human Rights Campaign to adopt a wicked agenda that is contrary to the African American church community theological position.
What do you make, and this is often heard, Pastor Evans, what do you make of the equation between the civil rights movement from the mid-20th century to the present and the push for same-sex marriage?
There's no comparison. Absolutely no comparison. The same-sex union is saying that, please, society, the church, endorse my wicked behavior so I can do more wicked things. That is not what we died for. We died for the right to vote, the right to housing, the right to education, the right to have a even playing field, the right to be as good of Americans as anybody else. So those are completely different things. They trying to mass the same-sex marriage into the blood-stained tradition of the black community is horrible.
Why do you think the president has decided, especially going into a possible election for a second term, to make this an issue?
Well, I cannot understand it, other than the fact that God has decided to set him up, and for him to commit political suicide. This is the only way to do it. I would never understand why this president took a beautiful future that he had with this country and flushed it down the commode. I would just never understand. It's baffling politically. It's certainly baffling theologically how you can evolve from righteousness to sin. I don't know how you do that, because the church, and we are part of the church, and we are trying to involve people from sin to righteousness. So, I mean, this president is baffling, and it also goes to speak to his lack of understanding of the Christian faith. In reality, he never had any faith in the Christian teaching. So those who call Mr. Obama a Muslim, well, they got justification now for calling him a Muslim. The black church has defended him. We will not defend him anymore on this issue.
Pastor Evans, I'd like your reaction to something that CNN anchor Don Lemon, an African-American, had to say recently about civil rights and gay marriage. Now, bear with us. This audio is about 3 minutes long.
All right, I'm going to warn you, because I'm going to tick a whole lot of people off here. The subject tonight, words that come back to haunt you.
And I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
Honestly, can you imagine having uttered those words in front of television cameras or being one of those people in the crowd cheering on Alabama's Governor George Wallace? That wasn't so long ago. It was the 1960s. Now think about how far we have come, and think about what this might sound like a few decades from now.
Marriage is a relationship between one man and one woman.
I'm not singling out just Mitt Romney or Republicans. Black folks, listen to some of your own words.
This is the fruit of a decision that is not grounded in Scripture.
It's opened the doors for gays in the military to serve openly. So the next step is to go over the states, period.
I felt very hurt and disappointed, surprised. I did not know that he would do that. I did not think he would.
I just disagree with him on the issue of gay marriage, per se. I think it's between a man and a woman.
It is certainly okay to disagree with anyone, to disagree with the president. But what's not okay is when your disagreement is based on interpretation and how someone told you to think or to feel, and when it's not based on fact and true self-examination. Just the other day on another network, Michael Eric Dyson offered some great advice.
Black Christians must be deeply rooted in their faith, but not deeply entrenched in bigotry. And furthermore, do we want to become sexual rednecks?
Sexual rednecks. What Professor Dyson is urging black people to do is not fall for the same rhetoric, the same teachings, and the same scripture that bigots use to keep black people on the back of the bus and to keep people from marrying outside their race. Do you really want to be less accepting than the man many of you thought cold-hearted, Vice President Dick Cheney?
I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish.
So I'll end where I started, with Alabama Governor George Wallace, who once stood in front of the entrance to a school to block black students, who vehemently opposed blacks and whites marrying each other. But he too evolved and later recognized his own ignorance, his own bigotry, and his own hatred. And about those words that came back to haunt him, he said, and I quote here, "I never should have said it because it wasn't true. I saw then that a house divided could not stand, that black and white people had to live with each other." It took him almost to the end of his life, decades, to get there to do it. So I will simply ask, when it comes to this marriage rights issue, do you really want to wait that long? And that's tonight's No Talking Points.
Pastor Evans, that's the end of the audio. Obviously some inflammatory stuff in there. What would you like to say to CNN anchor Don Lemon?
I love my brother Don Lemon. Unfortunately, he has an agenda because he is gay himself. And Anderson Cooper is gay. And we are dealing with a cable network whose agenda is to push a gay agenda. So, I mean, but even if they make a logical argument, it has nothing to do with the faith argument. The faith, we believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in the scripture said it's wrong. It's an abomination. So it's nothing that we can do. You can disagree with somebody without hating them. So, I mean, they equate our opposition to same-sex marriage as hatred. That's ludicrous at best. And Michael Eric Dyson, who's a good friend, who's a wonderful scholar, he simply is wrong. He's not a pastor. He's an intellectual. He's a religious intellectual. So he can say whatever he wants to, but he does not have to confront on a daily basis all of the families who are griping with this issue and how this issue is tearing families apart. So gay marriage is wrong today, it's going to be wrong tomorrow, and it's going to be wrong when Jesus comes.
But you mentioned Professor Dyson. With only about a minute here, what is this term that he coined, sexual rednecks? What's your reaction to that?
I think that that is the most difficult and disrespectful term Professor Dyson have ever used. I think that he was pandering to his white liberal audience. And to do so in relationship to the black church is not only disrespectful, but wrong.
Pastor Evans, finally, if you had the president's ear for 5 minutes, albeit he's made his announcement, but if you had his ear for 5 minutes to voice your concerns, to make your case, what would you say to President Obama?
I will tell him, first of all, I love him in Christ Jesus. And I will also tell him that God gave him a wonderful and unique opportunity to transform the world, and that he has failed because he had chosen war over peace, and now he has chosen culture over God's word. And I will tell him that he runs the risk of damaging his own soul, and that he must transform himself back to God's word unless God will take action. So I really feel for this president. This president has put himself in the way of challenging the word of God. Remember, the Bible is the word of God, and the church is the body of Christ. So when you disagree with the word of God and the church, you're actually disagreeing with God. And so, and then you are in violation of your faith, because our faith teaches us we should never challenge the wisdom and the love of God.
Pastor Anthony Evans is president of the National Black Church Initiative based in Washington, D.C. Pastor Evans, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts this afternoon.
God bless you and your family, Todd.
You can find out more about the National Black Initiative at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, your thoughts from the Issues Etc. comment line, that number that's always open for you, 24-7, 618-223-8383. 6182. 618-223-8382. Your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line right after this.
South Africa,
China,
Germany,
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India,
Sweden,
Egypt,
France,
Turkey,
Japan,
Australia,
Canada,
United Kingdom,
Hong Kong, Austria,
Finland, Malaysia,
Singapore,
Bulgaria,
Korea,
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines,
Mexico,
Spain,
New Zealand,
Kuwait.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Come on in and take your picture with my family in front of the White House. Check out the log cabin where I grew up. Let me know what you think of my campaign commercial. Look at Mary's fancy dress. She's mighty proud of it. Watch the Civil War like you've never seen it. Hunt for some of my treasures. And don't mind the ghosts. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield, Illinois. A great place to hang your hat. Visit presidentlincoln.org. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
They Were Afraid, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
For to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, an empty tomb, is not good news, not for sinners, apart from his death for sinners.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift during the 50 days of Easter. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support during the Easter season.